The Hidden Ode, Dog Days of Podcast 2013, Episode 3. Hey everybody. So I've had a chance to really listen to the other episodes coming out from all of you. It's pretty cool seeing our group grow from, what, 6-7 last year to twice that number in the first few days, so awesome. I noticed a lot of you guys are doing kind of introductory posts, and I guess I'm going to follow suit a little bit of joining the bandwagon. So, hello, my name is Justin Deal. I go by the web handle Null Operation. It's a, as I said yesterday, it's a Shadowrun reference. I am a kind of trying to be, let's retrace. I'm trying to be a writer, trying to be a podcaster. I'm okay at the first one, I'm okay at the second one. I'm not where I want to be, and I'm kind of frustrated with myself for not being at where I want to be. And I pretty much figure that all of you kind of share, if not one, both of those roles in terms of not being where you want to be in those two things. Or at least one of them, so. So why do I feel I'm qualified to say I'm a podcaster but not where I want to be as a podcaster? Well, besides doing this, I do a weekly actual play podcast for Shadowrun. I talked about that yesterday, so I won't go into detail on that one. Although I do have a little bit of interesting backstory on how I ended up taking over that show, but we'll get back to that later. Another episode, I think. I also have done a few previous podcasts, The Transdimensional Cafe, which was a writing kind of accountability and talk about whatever we wanted to kind of nerdy podcast, and the F7 podcast. F7 podcast was a gaming podcast focused on computer games for the F7 Lands gaming community out of Atlanta. Kind of one of those 90s/2000s, you know, forum-based web communities, before we had tools like Facebook and Steam and other things for organizing play. Besides that, I'm part of a kind of new podcast called Something Ventured, Nothing Gained. Kind of a fun show starring myself, Christiana Ellis, Jared Axelrod, and Mainframe. You know, it's kind of nice to have a, you know, kind of amateur-esque podcaster like myself, getting to be on a show of a bunch of podcasting alum, talking about a really, really, really awesome cartoon. If you haven't watched Venture Brothers, you should. It's a great show. And if you've watched it, come rewatch it again with us on the show, on Something Ventured. Yes, I'm doing a little bit of promo. Kill me. Anyway, so why do I think I'm not where I want to be with this? Well, I'm not as regular as I should be in terms of editing. We've actually taken a couple months hiatus from the Shadowrun game. We're restarting it this past week, so I'm going to be better about getting that rolling again. But I want to be better about, one, communicating to the people who listen to the show. The Hidden Bridge one is the first time I've made a Facebook fan page for a podcast. And, wow, I'm just amazed by the feedback I'm getting on that one. So, again, I'm going to save that for the more in-depth Hidden Grid podcast talk later. So that's kind of why I consider myself good enough to call myself a podcaster, but not where I want to be yet, podcaster, and I'll get more into that later. I consider myself a wannabe writer because, well, I absolutely love writing. I particularly have a joy of flash fiction. I'm trying my hand at short stories right now. I've done a few over the years, but most of them kind of didn't really go anywhere. I only ever submitted one of them, which, by the way, came back as rejected, which I'm okay about. I've reread that story recently, and yeah, I don't know if I'm a good writer now. I think I am. I was not a good writer in 2006. Not a good story. So, and I have one novel under my belt. I wrote it a year and a half ago. It's not really going anywhere. I'd like to get it to a point of being edited and publishing it, maybe, I don't know, Amazon or something like that. But I guess I've kind of taken too long in getting to it that I've kind of lost the kind of ooh-ah drive on getting it edited and out there. It's my freshman novel anyway, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe come back to it, but for now, let's focus on being productive and actually, you know, things are actually going somewhere rather than something that I stare at for an hour and don't do anything to because it fuzzles my brain. So that's why I consider myself a kind of wannabe amateur writer, because I am. I haven't started making any money on writing, and I haven't gotten out there as much as I want to people to kind of read. I did mention in the blog post I accompanied on the first entry this year that I had done some flash fiction for last year's Dog Days, and I want to do that again. I don't know how often I'm going to do it. I'm maybe try to do what I said in the post and try to do one every Friday, but I think I'm going to try to share some flash fiction with you guys, just for the sake of saying, hey, I'm putting my fiction out there, and I hope you enjoy. I've got a couple of flash fiction pieces that I think might be up to snuff, but I'm not sure if I actually want to kind of pull out my archive. I think instead I'm going to try to make something new, which is fine, because with flash fiction, you know, I tend to just search for a piece of sci-fi art or fantasy art out there, and just, you know, go ahead and put it up, and it write 500 to 1,000 words about that, I can pretty much do that. You know, that's kind of one of the advantages of flash fiction is it's really white hot, it's a concept, you don't really need to have a full character background, you don't need to have a full concept of the story, you just need a very intense moment or a very enticing moment of a story, which is probably why one of the other participants of the Dog Days, Image Chaos, Andrew Eckhart, kind of gets angry at me for my flash fiction, because he's always kind of like, okay, I love this piece. You need to write the rest of the story because it's awesome, and I tend not to. And maybe now that I'm trying my hand at short fiction more, like longer than flash but shorter than novel length, maybe I might go back to some of those flash pieces I really enjoyed and explore that story more. I know I did a few that were kind of related stories. Look back on my Jeremy the Magnificent stories on my website. They're these fun, kind of campy, I have a magician character who does stage magic, but he dies every flash piece because reasons, which I haven't explained. I actually know the backstory reason why, but I'll save that to see if I ever expand on it. And I guess that's kind of an injection for myself, you know. I kind of consider those aspects my three main parts: writer, gaming, podcaster. In that order, I guess. Or maybe a jumble. It all depends, I guess, on the particular time and what mood I'm in. But it's kind of the gist of it. I'll probably be sharing more of, you know, that type of topics over the next, 29 days left now? So, I kind of hope this introduction wasn't too much of a ramble, too much of a blathering on and on. I suppose that's the disadvantages of recording this in Audacity or on my phone or, you know, as opposed to what most of you guys are doing using Audioboo, because you guys have to be concise, direct, and quick in the 3 to 5 minutes you guys have. Whereas with my kind of bigger bubble, I have a risk of rambling. So, it's okay. Do what I do. When you get these short yet long podcasts, listen to it 1.5 speed. It helps. So, okay. I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.